Penguin Audio presents Wild Ones, a sometimes dismaying, weirdly reassuring story about looking at people, looking at animals in America. By John Mooallem. Read by Fred Sanders. Introduction. The Woman Who Counted Fish. My daughter's world, like the world of most American four-year-olds, has overflowed with wild animals since it first came into focus. Lionesses, puffins, hippos, bison, sparrows, rabbits, narwhals, and wolves. They are plush and whittled, knitted, batik, and bean-stuffed, appliqued on onesies and embroidered into the ankles of her socks. I don't remember buying most of them. It feels as if they just appeared, like some Carnival Cruise Lines-esque ark had docked outside our apartment, and this wave of gaudy, grinning tourists came ashore. Before long, they were foraging on the pages of every bedtime story, and my daughter was sleeping in polar bear pajamas under a butterfly mobile with a downy snow owl clutched to her chin. Her comb handle was a fish. Her toothbrush handle was a whale. She cut her first tooth on a rubber giraffe. Our world is different, zoologically speaking. Less straightforward and more grisly. We are living in the eye of a great storm of extinction, on a planet hemorrhaging living things so fast that half of its 9 million species could be gone by the end of the century. At my place, the teddy bears and giggling penguins.